Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
6:44, 16 till 7. It is September the 11th, the anniversary of a couple of different attacks. Of course, they have Benghazi, and then the big one was the terrorist attack in New York on September the 11th of 2000. Yes, 2000, right? Yeah, I got the year confused. Mike Steele joins us now, Communications Director of the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness, or as it's otherwise known, GOSEP. How you doing, Mike?
Hey, good morning. It was 2001.
2001. Thank you. I got so much going on, and I'm sleep deprived and all that stuff. But thank you for clarifying that.
It was three days after my wedding, so that's always.
So that's there you go. You remember.
I get confused
with the presidential election, and the election was in. It was Bush's. Anyway, it was 2001. Thank you for that, Mike.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's tired as it stands now. I'm talking about Francine, but, you know, you don't have a choice. There's nothing else we can do but watch this thing. It can cause some problems for people. It is going to cause some problems for people. Let's talk about, I guess, from the Governor's Office of Homeland Security, Security and Emergency Preparedness standpoint, what is your major concern right now?
So obviously the surge, I think there's a storm surge warning, you know, for the entire Louisiana coast, or that was, I think, the last update I saw. So that's obviously a concern, especially in areas, you know, where you're going to see it come in around Terrebonne and Morgan City and all those types of areas. Power outages are a big concern, you know, as this thing travels inland, you know, and starts impacting areas east of Baton Rouge and the North Shore in those areas. You're talking about an area with a lot of trees. There could potentially be, you know, trees that were still damaged from the drought last year and those type things. I know in our, like, we're east of Baton Rouge at our house, and it seems like with a lot of thunderstorms lately, there's been more, you know, power outages kind of overall. And I don't know if that's because of that tree issue or you know, some other factors or whatever, but I know that's a concern for me with elderly parents that kind of live in the area too, that, you know, those type factors could linger. And then flash flooding. I know I've seen updates with Colin where he talked, or Colin Arnold, mm-hmm. where he talked about the pumps being in, you know, pretty optimistic that everything is going to be operating properly. But if you get enough rain over a short period of time, you know, it's hard for any system to kind of keep up. And then on top of all that, you have areas around Lake Maurepas, Lake Pontchartrain, the rivers, you know, the potential impacts with flooding associated with those factors. So there's a lot going on. You kind of get to a point by the time you're in, you know, preparation mode for a few days where it feels like everything's kind of in place. We just need to see where those impacts are going to be so that we can kind of support, you know, our local officials as best as possible.
Is this going to be primarily a rain event? Is that where your main concern is, Mike, or is it about power outages because of the rain?
I mean, I wish I knew that answer. You know, we have to factor kind of all of those things in. So, you know, if you're not prepared for those things, that's when you could potentially have problems. You know, if you see, you know, maybe a handful of homes have damage because of a tree falling, you know, overall in the big picture, that may be good news. But if you're one of the families being impacted by that, you know, it's terrible. So, you know, it's all perspective sometimes, you know, when you're dealing with these things. But I guess we all, like, I have optimism that maybe this thing will move through fast and there won't be that much, you know, as far as impact. But you can't really count on that. Like, we have to be prepared. You know, I know the Guard has a lot of assets. General Freeloo yesterday talked about all the assets they've staged, and that's just one of the agencies kind of involved with, you know, high water vehicles and search, potential search and rescue type operations and those type things. So, you know, there's, like I said, there's a lot of movement kind of behind the scenes, and they try to pre-position these things right outside the areas where they expect the biggest impact, because you want them to be able to mobilize and kind of roll into the impacted areas as quickly as possible.
So, you know, I made the analogy to football season earlier with hurricane season, in that we hadn't had anything and we were, you know, 8-0, but which doesn't really mean anything because you can go on and lose 8 games and you don't get in the playoffs. But it's almost the same here with this storm, where you think you know, but you really don't until you line up. And then once you do line up against a storm after it's over, then you know whether you won or lost or how bad you got hurt, et cetera, right?
Yeah, that's the way it is sometimes. But, you know, the good news is it seems like the public is really taking the storm seriously. Obviously, we don't want anyone to overreact or panic or, you know, any of those type things. But you want everybody to be prepared. The more the public is prepared, the better the overall emergency management process works. We talk about that all the time when we're invited, you know, to public events and those type things. Because if you are able to sustain yourself maybe for a few days because of a power outage or because, you know, flash flooding's complicated things, usually within 2 or 3 days, assets are able to be mobilized and be brought in for support. But it can take some time sometimes. Hopefully this won't be anything that causes several days of problems, but, you know, you can't always count on that. Like, we have to be ready for those type factors. And, you know, when you look at the wind field being, I think it was 115 miles wide, you're talking about a big area as it comes into the coast that we're going to have to keep an eye on and really, you know, work with our local partners and make sure they have everything they need.
Speaking of which, Mike, thank you for your time. We're going to take a break, come back, talk to Jason Bergeron, president of Terrebonne Parish, see how they're faring down there. 650, that was Mike Steele, communications director of the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness, GOSEP. 651 now, traffic, WWL.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.